like on a little bit of an easier stage. Good. Well, thanks so much for your attention, and I hope you can use this here when I break there.
I'm looking for Rich, is he in?
I'm sorry, who are you looking for?
Rich? Richard Reed?
If you want to leave a message, I will give it to him, but you won't never catch him here, so.
Okay, is he usually in and out of the office?
No, he's usually not in the office. He's usually always out of the office, but
I see.
A number. I'm his daughter, and I can give it to him, but that's about all I can do.
Yeah, so
waste your time.
I understand. Maybe you can help me out. I'm looking for somebody that helps out with the finances there.
If you can finance customers for me or for here, then we could talk, but if you want to finance buying the cars, then no. And I doubt you would do that. You're probably just an equipment financer, right?
We work with equipment and capital, so we kind of have a wide variety of everything that we can do.
Well, I have a lot of subprime customers, so if you're not doing that end of it, then you would just be wasting your time calling.
Okay, well, do you have any commercial customers that buy for their business?
No, not really. Mm-mm.
Okay, so you guys don't have any projects coming up?
I may have had, like, two in the last 3 years that I even know of, that I can think of, but, you know, they had their own financing, and they were fine, so.
Okay. Do you guys have any plans for growth or anything like that?
No. Because pretty much I'm the only person that stays here, and I stay pretty busy. So if it got any busier, I'd have to hire somebody, and shoot, there ain't nobody around here to even hire.
Oh, man, is Hoskinville pretty small?
Well, I mean, it's got 32,000 people in the city.
Okay, yeah, that's very small. Where I live, there's 3 million.
Oh my gosh. Were you in New York or something?
No, I'm in San Diego.
Oh, wow. Oh, San Diego. Okay.
Yeah. 30,000. Yeah, is that kind of.
I like the country life.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me wrong. I do too. I used to live in a town that only had 20,000 people. So I totally understand.
I like being able to take off on Friday afternoon and go into the lake, you know, stuff like that.
What kind of things do you do on the lake there?
On the lake?
Yeah, fishing?
Yeah, they got the best bass fishing around. It's called Kentucky Lake and Barkley Lake. They've got a federal, it's called the Trace. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but it's a federal reserve between the two lakes. And there's lots of stuff. You can go horseback riding, you can go water skiing, you can go fishing, you can go just pontooning. That's what I do, pontoon.
Pontoon? What is that?
Just when you get on a pontoon out on the lake, you know, with your friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuff, you know, like 4 or 5 wide and just hang out. That's better.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Do you guys have ever have any inventory problems where you could use more? Maybe get you more sales through that way?
No, it would be, no, not really.
Okay.
I have a small floor plan that I use, but that's about all I need. I don't need any real big capital.
Okay.
Not going to be a new car dealer, so.
Have you tried taking advantage of any marketing mediums? I know you guys have that website, but have you ever tried, like, billboards or that kind of thing? Do you think that might help you out?
No, I do have a website, and I do have, like, all my cars are listed on, like, carsforsale.com. So I use those, and I have a Facebook, and I, like, you know, because a lot of times most people want to come see a car when they're going to buy it. So
if you
get out within a 100-mile radius, then you're doing pretty good.
Yeah, I understand
that. In my area of what I do, so.
Okay.
So I put them on Facebook. Like, I got a new, it's a 2007 Yukon XL yesterday, loaded up, so.
Oh, nice. That's a test.
Facebook already. So, yeah, social media helps out some.
Yeah, I can understand that. Do you
but
guys have
funny thing, if I could get people financed, that's the area I have the biggest problem in.
Really?
Not buying the cars and keeping them on the lot. It's getting them financed when a customer comes in, because this town pretty much is a, if you ask me, a welfare town.
Okay.
Too many people on fixed income, so don't want to work, but yet they want the best thing you have on the whole lot and for to buy bubblegum on credit, so.
All right. I understand that, yeah. It's,
yep.
It's a little rough for you, huh?
It's kind of like when you go to a restaurant, you know, your eyes are always bigger than your stomach is, and that's, they have the same thing. They've got caviar taste on a tuna fish budget, so.
Man, I understand that. Do you guys usually have a busy time during the year where you see sales pick up?
Well, yeah, during tax season, some, you know, it gets a little bit busier, but I pretty much have it covered. So, but if you want to leave me your number, and if at any time I think that, you know, we need some extra capital, I can always give you a call.
Yeah.
Or you can send me an email, whichever one
you want. Yeah, I was going to say, do you have an email? I can just send you some information here real quick.
Yeah.
Give you the forms and everything. That way you can just send them back to me.
Yep. It's Reed's Truck City, and that's Reed's with an S. R-E-E-D-S.
Okay.
TruckCity at BellSouth.net.
Bell.
South.
Oh, okay. So
.net. Yeah, they got bought out by AT&T, so.
Okay. B-E-L-L, right?
B-E-L-L-S-O-U-T-H.
Okay, fantastic. Do you guys kind of transition your shift of focus when you guys have a slow time by any chance?
And do something else?
Yeah, like maybe focus more on like inventory collecting or stuff like that for the busy season.
No, because I only have so much room anyway, so I can only keep so many vehicles, and I'm pretty much almost at capacity right now. So,
okay,
you know, but you never know what may happen. We may decide to get into some trailers or something and need some financing or something like that. So if you send me that email, I'll make sure I keep it. And then if anything comes up, I'll give you a call.
Well, is that something that you might be interested in getting into sooner rather than later? I know, like, it can probably expand your revenue a little bit, maybe get you a bigger return.
It'd probably be later.
Okay.
You know, because I'm actually trying to find a salesperson to be in here with me.
Okay, you're trying to take
maybe
on some
after
new
I
people?
Find one and they can take some of that load off of me, I can, you know,
start
go
start working on that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's one thing we can help you out with as well. Like, we've helped countless businesses out with, like, helping them out with payroll and stuff and getting them a little bit of extra capital up front so that way they're not worried too much about hiring somebody else. So that's definitely something
yes,
to take into consideration.
But it always has to be paid
well.
Back, so that's the bad thing.
Yeah, that's true. But we have some pretty good services here, I can tell you that.
Okay. All right, well, if you send me the email, I'll read it and I'll keep it, and then if anything changes, I'll be sure to call you.
Okay, for sure.
All right.
I know you talked about the trailers and maybe bringing on some new people, so maybe let's try to get that going for you. And if you like, if you want to fill out the applications now and kind of just send them in just to see what you're qualified for, we can totally do that. And that way, when you need them, we can just get the process going and get money into your account like the next day.
Okay. I'll ask and see if he wants to do that. And then
cool. We'll
go from that.
Fantastic. I'll send you all that information. I'll send you those applications and just some basic needs of what we'll need for them, too, just to see what you guys are qualified for. I know you guys are maybe looking to pick up some new trailers and stuff like that, but hopefully we can get that for you.
All righty. Thank you.
All righty. And what was your name again?
Cindy.
Cindy. Okay. Just wanted to make sure I got the name right. All righty, Cindy. It was great talking to you. Thanks for teaching me some stuff about Putin.
No, pontooning.
Pontooning, that's
right
what it was.
Right on the pontoon, yeah.
Okay.
You don't know what a pontoon is?
I don't know what a pontoon is.
Oh, my gosh. It's
I
like
know.
A It's like a big
inflatable thing.
I'm trying to think of. No, it's not inflatable. It's made out of aluminum, and it's two tunes, and it's a flat boat, you know. And then you can fish off of it. You can just party on it. You can do whatever, and it usually has a cover, and it floats there. They make them where they're. They have two tunes, or the most expensive ones have three tunes, and...
Okay, I think I know what
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they race them sometimes?
Nah, we don't race.
Okay.
I mean, I guess you could if you wanted to, but probably on the... I know on the ocean, I don't think they use them, but, you know, on lakes, they use them a lot, so...
Oh, okay.
Need to check into that. It's a lot of fun.
I will.
All right,
Cindy.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. But